thoughts change skin cells into stem cells. Science changes skin cells into stem cells. How fascinating. Thoughts change skin cells into stem cells. How do our thoughts change skin cells into stem cells? We have long spoken of the idea of returning to our original purity and integrity. We have long recognized that as we turn to our original purity and integrity, wonderful things happen in our life. Wonderful things happen in our world. Wonderful things happen in our body. It's not that we're putting something new there. It's always been there. It's always been there, wonderfully working in our life, wonderfully expressing in our world. It's always been there. But we have allowed ourselves to drift away from our original purity and integrity. And in drifting away from our original purity and integrity, we think that what we have run into or found or drifted into is our reality. And it is our reality, because that's where we put our attention, that's where we put our reality, that's where we put our thought, that's where we put our expectations, that's where we are. Now, is this what we really want? Is this the kind of thing that we really want to do and that we really want to live? Think about it. Just how do we go about changing our skin cells into stem cells, which is what they originally are? Why did stem cells want to differentiate? Why did stem cells want to go into all the different formats that we have them in our body, in our mind, in our world? Why did we want to do that? Well, we did that because we thought that that was so intelligent. We took the ideal cell, the stem cell, which was not anything particular. It was not a nose, an eye, an ear. It was not a lung. It was not a part of our body as far as being a separate part. It had in it all the possibilities of that which it is. It had, as a neural cell, it had all that the body is. Now, we choose to implement our cells and use them for an eye, for an ear, for a nose. We choose to use them for various functions in our body, forgetting that all the time, every possibility, every allness that a cell is still there, was there, and has never gone away. But we have put our focus on the cell in a little different direction, into a differentiated cell, to work as an ear where we're hearing something, an eye where we're seeing something. We have used our cells in a most unique and most wonderful way. But can we return to our original purity and integrity? Can the cells of our body that are presently skin, for instance, can that be returned to the neural cell, to the stem cell, to the undifferentiated cell, to the original purity cell, that which is its ideal original self, its original purity and integrity? Can the cell return to that, and to what benefit will we have it do that? Now, when we go back to our original purity and integrity, we are nothing, and we are the all. We are the is. We are everything that exists, and yet we are not differentiated. So therefore, we as humans, we as beings, do not know how to utilize the cell as whatever it is potentially capable of being. Now, we would like to change our skin cells into stem cells and use them scientifically to heal the body or to bring back the original purity and integrity of various other areas. And we think this is all very good and very beautiful, but do we remember? At some point, we chose to differentiate the cells. At some point, we chose to say that the cell was our eye, and with it we see. And yet, any scientist will tell you, we do not see with our eye. Our eye sees things and turns it upside down. Our eye looks at things and represents things in a totally different picture, and it is something that our brain interprets. There's a mass direction of universal activities going on in the brain to allow us to see, to allow us to hear, to allow us to do anything that the body does. The body works through the storehouse of the brain, and the storehouse gives the body the opportunity to carry out the ideas that it is or that it desires to do. What is it you would like to have your body do? People come to the University of Healing and say, I want to be spiritual. I want to be spiritually healed. I want to move in my spiritual path. And I say, be careful. If you are truly honest with yourself and you want to move in your spiritual path, you will no longer have any access or interest or intention toward the human. You will no longer have any interest at all in being human, in being an individual. Because once you are spiritual, in all of your callings for yourself and all of your desire for yourself, you are an is. You are the allness. You are your original purity and integrity. You have no differentiation about you. Because a spiritual being is a spiritually all-inclusive being. A spiritual being does not know any separation from its allness. It cannot. And yet, we say we'd like to be our spiritual self, our spiritual being. And then we cry most vividly, most powerfully, and most sadly that I'm only human. We say, I have this physical body, and this physical body is whole and perfect. This physical body is wonderful. And as we say these things, we are differentiating our physical body. We are not saying our physical body is the allness. It's the isness. It has no purpose to exist except to carry around my human brain. And if I were able to look at my isness, my allness, my spiritual self, I would not see my human self, because my human self is but a little game that I play, and then I leave it go on its own way. I'm off on another pattern, on another program, on another aspect. I have returned not from my original purity and integrity. I have returned to my humanness. And when I go into that humanness, as I so often do, I forget my spiritual qualities. Do I really want to be a spiritually illumined being? Do I really want to be a spiritual expression of all that is, of the allness, of my ideal self? Do I really want to be that? If I really want to be that, then I must remember the human fades away. Then I must remember that all that is not divine, all that is not expressing the ultimate self of me, is no longer in my world. And if it's not in my world, then I don't have the humanity there any longer. I don't have the other people in my world, because all people on earth are me. All experiences on earth are me. Earth is me. I am universal. I am all and I am nothing. I am the allness, which includes the allness of the allness, and I am the nothingness. How do I want to do this? We change the skin cells into our undifferentiated cells. We change them into stem cells, the ideal original purity cells, and as stem cells, they are ideal. And even as stem cells, we have to take our human thought, our human concept, and say, this is what you stem cells are. You are my eyes. You are my ears. You are my nose. You are my body. You are me. And saying that, we invest them with limitation. We invest them with limitedness. We invest them with an attitude that they are not the allness any longer. They are not the stem cell any longer. Now they're going to be a unique differentiated cell representative of a particularization of what they are. Now, we stand at a crossroads every time we say, I want to walk my spiritual path. We stand at a crossroad every time we say, I am divine. Every time we say, all is in divine order. Every time we say, this world is returned to its original purity and integrity, and all is good and very good. Can we even tolerate that sort of an experience in our life, in our way? And most of the time the answer is, no, we cannot tolerate that. We want to live with our human body. We want to live with our physical self. We want to live in this world of sensation. And the day will come when we no longer want to live in this world of sensation. Not that we don't want to live in the world of sensation, but we want to live in the world of idealization. My original purity and integrity, what are they? My original purity and integrity is not a body. It's not a mind. It's not an activity of the human physical world. It's an activity of the ideal. And that activity of the ideal is so grand and glorious and wonderful and beautiful that it has no place for limitation. And limitation is being a human being. Limitation is being anything physical. For all things physical were created out of my thought. And, well, however grandly my thought encompasses them, that is how grand they are in my world. And if I think of them in any limitation, then I'm giving them a less than grand expression. Am I ready for something more than grand, fantastic, glorious, wonderful? Am I ready for that? And the answer is yes. Do I want to do something about it? And the answer is yes. Am I going to do something about it? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on how seriously I take the idea that I am the ideal. How seriously I take the idea that all is in divine order. How seriously I take that. Or do I really say, in the allness, all is in divine order. In the isness, all is ideal. And I live in the allness and the isness. Kind of revealing, isn't it? Kind of fun, kind of challenging, kind of saying, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And that's the next question that you ask yourself. And for that answer, it takes a lot of introspection, meditation, consideration of just what you want to do in life. Are you arriving at an awareness of your divinity? Or are you arriving at an awareness that you can be divine and others can be divine, but do you want to? Do you want to? That's the question you ask yourself. And whatever the answer is, that's what you are living right now. That's what I am living right now. Whatever the answer is, if I am touched by my human world that I created, then I am no better than anything in my human world. But when I'm untouched by the human world, and I'm untouched by anything, then I am that I am. And it is glorious indeed. Join with me in this inner awareness, in this inner search, in this inner presence. And as you join with me in this, know our burden is easy, our way is peace, and we are ready for it now. Know that with all my heart and soul and being, you're my creation. I created you, and I love you. I love you. I love you.